With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Question of the week. From the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Harry Lewis, and this is Question of the Week, where we're going to be dropping you into the middle of the solar system. This week's question was sent in by Daniel, but first, if you'll permit me, I'd like to set the scene a little. I want you to imagine we're in the not-so-distant future, and colonies have been set up on our local intrastellar neighbours. Space travel isn't unusual anymore. Perhaps, though, you hear it on the radio. You hear the latest rocket launch. The cheer of the crowd. Another one-way mission, a six-month-long voyage to the Red Planet. But on this trip, something goes wrong. Perhaps there aren't the necessary facilities on board to make do, and the crew are left with no choice.
If a crew on a mission to Mars had a death on board and the body was released into space, would that body ever decay?
Cue public astronomer and close friend of the Naked Scientists, Matthew Bothwell from Cambridge University.
What a cosmically creepy question. The answer is that no, a body exposed to the vacuum of space wouldn't decay in the way that bodies decay on Earth. In fact, in outer space, you'd end up being preserved quite nicely. One important factor is that a body in space would dry out really quickly. The boiling temperature of liquids depends on the pressure, so lower pressure means a lower boiling point. In space, where there's no pressure, liquids just instantly boil, which means turn into gas. So a body ejected into vacuum would lose all its liquid quite quickly and become sort of mummified.
Similarly, if you were ejected into space without a spacesuit, after 14 seconds you'd experience the evaporation of water in your mouth. It would feel like an odd tingling sensation on the tongue.
Another factor is that the lack of atmosphere makes space a hostile environment for bacteria, so a body in space wouldn't be broken down by bacteria in the same way that a body on Earth would be. A lot of what we think of as a body decaying is the action of bacteria, and that wouldn't be happening. One misconception about bodies in space is that people often think they would instantly freeze. This isn't true. You feel cold on Earth when the atmosphere around you is at a low temperature. That is, the molecules in the gas around you have less energy than the molecules that make up your body. And so when the air hits your body, it steals a bit of your energy and you cool down. But in space, there's no atmosphere, and so you don't lose heat very effectively.
Vacuums are really good at maintaining temperatures. Just think about your thermos vacuum flask, capable of maintaining a constant temperature and allowing you to enjoy your coffee or soup hot later on in the day.
A body in space would freeze eventually, but it would have to freeze by losing heat radiation, which would take a lot longer than you might expect. So, overall, between the dehydration, the lack of bacteria, and the eventual freezing, a body in space would end up being very well preserved.
Thanks for that, Matt. You're dredging up memories of Battlestar Galactica there for me. Next week, we'll be a tad closer to home whilst we endeavour to find out more for Ellie and one of her pupils.
One of my students asked me a question that I couldn't answer.
Hi, Dr. Chris. I'm a Year 9 student from Manchester and I have got one blue eye and brown eye. When I have kids, are they going to have a blue eye and a brown eye like me?
I can't say I know the answer to that one, Ellie, but maybe we'll just have to wait and see. I'm very sorry, that was very bad. If you think you know the answer, why not let us know? You can email chris@thenakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook, tweet us at Naked Scientists or join our debate on the forum. That's thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.